This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the master of the mock and football expert.
I looked at last year's top 20 sackers in the NFL, and there's 28 of them because 8 of them, you know, tied. And 18 of them were first-round picks, and 12 of them were picks 1 through 15. So history would say, if you're going to trade up, and I've seen, you know, the trade-ups for Chris Olave and Jameson Williams, but history would dictate if you're going to trade up, you trade up to get edge rusher.
He's a man who enjoys an ice-cold beer.
Give me one of those famous giant beers I heard so much about.
And a travel aficionado.
There are things to do right here. You don't need to go to the Caribbean, or you don't need to go to Europe. You don't need to do things. Just go to Wabingo.
Jay Binkley of Bink at Night joins The Drive.
All right. Typically, the show is planned. Now, we go off script sometimes, but for the most part, I have a general understanding of where the show is about to go. I don't have any notes. I don't have any plan for this hour. The only plan that I have is we have Binkley in studio to promote Beers for Bank. If you don't know what that is, there are 15 breweries around the city who have agreed to donate a portion of their proceeds this Saturday to directly help our guy Bink out. So I said, Bink, come in here and let's promote Beers with Bink. But if we're going to promote Beers with Bink, we have to have Beers with Bink. So this is what I did. Binkley can attest to this. I called Bink on the phone today, and I went to Constantino's, and I bought 6 beers that Binkley said he's never tried before. Now, I found that hard to believe as a beer connoisseur yourself, but I think I successfully, and you and I worked together to get 6 beers that you have never heard of before.
I've had the brand before, but not this particular style.
All right. So let's start with the first one. Rob, you got you a cup. I got me a cup. It's 5 o'clock somewhere here in Kansas City.
Yeah, actually, yeah, right here.
All right. So this first one we got, this is Kona Brewing Company. We have the Castaway. It's the India Pale Ale. Now, Rob loves a pale ale. I've gone drinking with Rob before. Rob is your stereotypical Johnson County beer drinker. He's an IPA pale ale kind of individual. Bink, tell us about Kona Brewing Company. What do you know about them? I don't know anything about them. Tell me. I'm going to be on this journey with you too. What do you know about them?
Well, they have a brewery. They're Hawaiian. It's an Hawaiian brewery. I think they make them somewhere in the United States too to cut down on their costs for shipping and everything. But yeah, they're based in, I do believe they're based in Hawaii. I could be wrong, but
it
I think they
right
are.
It says right here on the thing, it says Portland, Oregon is what it says
well,
right here on the
but,
thing.
But they're in Hawaii as well.
They started. All right, I'm just asking. I don't know.
I said they're made in the United States in some parts, but I do believe they're originally from Hawaii.
Okay, all right. So we're trying the Castaway, the India Pale Ale. I do like the bottle on here. This is a nice bottle. I like this here. Have you had this before, Rob?
I've had Kona Brewing's Golden Ale. I have never had their IPA, but okay. You're right. I love a good IPA.
It first started on Hawaii's
That's
Big Island.
That's what the I in IPA right. stands for? It stands for India?
Yeah. India Pale Ale. It's like the oldest form of beer. They put them on those frigates.
I
because they'd last
had absolutely no clue the I was for India. I would have never India have gotten Pale that Ale. Correctly.
Yeah, but anyway, this started in Hawaii, and then probably, like I said, they moved it to Portland.
Oh my
but
goodness!
I always thought of it as Hawaiian beer. I don't know about you, Rob, but
this blows my mind. The I was for India this entire time.
Yeah. IPA.
This I didn't know this.
I'm British drinking.
All right,
the time.
Are you ready? Are you ready to give this let's a try, Bink? All right, let's try it.
Yeah,
I can already tell it's gonna be too hoppy for you.
It's a lot.
The IBU, the bitterness thing. It's a bitter beer face.
It's a lot.
That's the bitter beer face with Carrington. You might not be an IPA guy.
Sometimes, no, I'm definitely not an IPA guy.
Usually I say try the New England IPAs first. Well, it's kind of like training wheels. Wouldn't you say, Rob? You
let me get one more sip.
Like the
training wheels, get used to IPAs. Because mm-hmm. Nivens never liked IPAs. And he started drinking like New England style IPAs. And then he started liking IPAs better. But that's typically more hoppy than normal. Like, you're more of a lager guy. You're more of, you know, sipping down a Bud, a Corona, something like that.
Maybe a wheat or a Hefeweizen
for
him.
Yeah, I'm much more of a wheat individual than the IPA. I just can't believe that it blows my mind that I learned what the I and IPA stood for. This wasn't common knowledge. Everybody knew that's what the I and IPA stood for. You're telling me if we did a man on the street bit and we just walked around, I was like, hey, what does the I and IPA stand for?
Well, the text line's asking me if I know where Hawaii is in the United States. Yes, continental United States. I mean,
I'm not letting them ruin happy hour with Bank today.
Continental U.S.
I'm not letting these people ruin happy hour with Bank. All right, so what we're doing to promote Beers with Bank is we are trying beers that Binkley says he has never tried before. Now, I've heard of this Kona Brewing Company. You want the rest of this?
Sure.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Everybody rank it. Everybody give a... So the
it's Castaway.
The Kona Brewing Company Castaway India Pale Ale, the IPA... I learned something today.
Is that a 10? We're going to get out of 10?
Yeah, we're doing one bite. We're doing like decibels here on a scale from 0 to 10. What are you giving the Kona Brewing Castaway IPA?
I think it's right there in the middle, like a 5 probably.
I had it at 5.4. It's a solid IPA. It's not my favorite IPA.
Stop it. You know for you. There
are better IPAs on the market. It's not discriminating against it. I enjoy an IPA. I don't know I would seek that IPA out.
Well, 5 is still good.
Yeah.
5 is drinkable.
This is a 9.2 for Rob. Rob's lying to you. All right. So this next one we got, I've never heard of this before. It's Abita. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Abita?
That's a New Orleans stuff, right?
New Orleans stuff.
Abita Brewing. It's called the Andy Gator.
They still make it like in Covington, Louisiana.
This got 8% alcohol by volume. This thing will put you on your ass.
Katrina wiped out a couple breweries. I'm not sure if this was one of them, but I know Voodoo got wiped out, or Dixie Brewing Company got wiped out in the Abita is made in Covington. I don't know how far that is from New Orleans.
Can I read to you the description of this beer? I should have read this when I bought it. Andy Gator is a fearsome beast. Don't let his toothy grin, slightly sweet flavor, and subtle fruit aroma fool you. This cold-blooded creature is some words I don't know that could sneak up on you. All right. Well, it's got 8% here, so, I mean, it definitely could sneak up on you.
That's what style of beer is it?
It's 100%. It says Helles... Doppelbach. What is that?
Sounds like a wheat beer.
Yeah, what the hell is
Helles? Is a wheat beer. Have you had Shiner? Shiner does a Doppelbach. It's pretty good.
Oh, someone said I didn't rate the last beer. I didn't rate the Kona.
It's German Helles, so it's good.
I think 5's kind of low from you guys on the last beer. I'm giving the last beer like a 6.3. It wasn't bad. That's not something I would drink a lot of, but
it's
wasn't
kind of Pilsner-ish. You might actually like this.
All right, you ready to try this one?
Yeah,
so we're trying beers that Binkley's never had before.
I've never had their Andy Gator. I've had this beer, but not Andy Gator. I ate their smoked beer.
All right, I've got the Abita Brewing. This is the Andy Gator. Let me know on the text line if you've ever had the Andy Gator before. I've never seen this beer before. Here, Ben, give me your cup so I can pour you some. All right.
You just put that right in Rob's cup, too. Put it in my cup. I've had their Amber. That's what it is. I've had their Amber.
Okay, all right. This is the Andy Gator. This is out of New Orleans.
Now smell it, because it smells much different than IPA. Because IPA, you can smell those hops.
Okay,
right,
what's
there.
The difference in this beer versus the one we just tried? This is the Helles Doppelbach.
This is more of a Pilsner, kind of a malty beer, brighter, more of a German style.
Okay, all right. All right, let me
It's more of a lager.
Let me take a sip.
This definitely has
a lager
feel.
Excuse me, a Pilsner.
I like that more than the last one.
You like it Pilsner better?
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
I can taste this, what they're talking about here. I can taste the subtle fruit aroma and the slightly sweet flavor. Yeah. I can taste it in here.
Spicy hops.
Yeah, I can taste this. Hold on. Let me get one more sip here. Yeah.
So Carrington likes he likes Pilsners.
I mean, I knew he wasn't going to like the IPA. I wish we all knew that was coming.
I would definitely drink this Andy Gator over.
He might eventually.
Over what we just had.
I think you're going to like a true weed or a.
Yeah, no, this was actually pretty good. This Andy Gator. I'm giving that like a 7.8. I really like that. That was good. What are you giving
I'll give like a 6.8.
So you like it more than the
I do.
The IPA. Yeah. Rob, where are you at here?
7.1. I enjoy it. I would order this at a bar. I like a nice Helles.
I agree. I would order this too. I had never heard of this before.
The Abita
Brewing.
Yeah, down New Orleans.
All right, so we are trying beers that Binkley has never had before for Beers with Bink. So Beers for Bink, go on 610sports.com. There's 15 breweries around the city that are donating a portion of their proceeds to help out Bink. I decided we're going to help out Bink, and we're going to drink beers with Binkley because we've never done that before with Bink. And then we'll just answer random Chief questions. If you got Chief's questions, just send them in now. And in the middle of drinking beer, I'll just ask Bink.
I'm still getting crap for that birds and animals thing.
Well, I mean, it was kind of wild.
But Bink, I did admit the birds are animals. I just said I don't consider them animals.
Okay, it was.
I did admit they are animals.
It was kind of wild, though, Bink.
And people here have to what they want to.
All right, so this next beer that we're trying, this is a Goose Island beer. It's called Chicago. Matilda. Bink, I can't see you drinking. I can't see you at the bar. Rob, look at the packaging for this.
A little Goose Island? What's the style here?
Matilda, this is a Belgian-style pale ale.
I do like pale ales. Mm. I do like Boulevard Pale Ale, which is the original beer.
It's got dried fruit and clove aromas.
There's a good chance I do like it.
That's I like what a good pale. Now, Carrington, watch this. You know that pale ales and IPAs have different flavor profiles, despite the PA being the exact same?
Okay, that's confusing. That doesn't make any sense. What you just said doesn't make any sense.
You want me to explain the FA Cup again?
What you just described, I don't understand. Please don't explain it to me again. All right, so we're trying the Goose Island. Do you like Goose Island?
Is if this you a like this, you you're like Boulevard's Pale Ale, the original beer, okay, which you can find everywhere.
Oh, this is way darker than the last thing that we had. All right, here, give me your cup so I can pour you some in here.
Now smell it.
You're big on smelling the beers.
You gotta
smell it. I didn't know it's like a wine tasting.
You gotta read the
ABV. You can't drink it yet. We have to drink it together.
There's difference because this is 7%. So this is, you know, your garden variety. When you grab a Bud Light, something like that, you're looking at 4% or 4.2. This is 7%, so it's a little bit heavier than what you drink. You drink one of those, it's like drinking maybe two Bud Lights or a Bud Light and 3/4.
Don't drink yet. Someone
I'm
on the
smelling it.
Someone on the text line wants to know what kind of beer do you think Clark Hunt drinks? Like, let's say Clark's just sitting around with his pals, and he's just like, hey, go get me something from the fridge. What do you think that the person's coming back
Stella.
With?
Stella.
You think he's a Stella guy?
I can see Stella.
Rob, what do you think? Let's say that Clark Hunt's at the game. He tells one of the guys, hey, bring me back something to drink, the usual. What beer do you think they're bringing back, Clark?
That's a good question.
Clark probably have the same palate.
I was about to say, I bet he's an IPA guy.
Yeah, Stella B with the gold rim glass.
Chalice, yeah.
You get the gold on the top of the when you get it at bars, sometimes they'll serve you in a glass. It's got a little gold rim on the top of it.
I say it's pretty hot in Dallas. Maybe a little sour beer.
You think he's a sour beer guy?
Okay. Because it comes with those cool cups.
All right. Somebody said Michelob Light. No chance. No chance Clark's billionaire self has ever had a Michelob Light. It's never happened.
I think the Matilda's a little bit too...
Not one time.
Yeah. I like Goose Island beer, but the Matilda I don't like as much.
This is not a very good.
This is my least favorite one.
Yeah.
This is my least favorite one so far. This Goose Island beer, Matilda.
I mean, it tastes nothing like Boulevard Pale Ale. If we're going to compare pale ales, it's not even close.
It doesn't really have a pale ale taste at all, honestly.
I'm going to take
you can really taste the dried food in it.
Mm-hmm. It's almost not hoppy enough.
Yeah,
no, this is my least favorite one we've had so far.
Matilda, sorry.
So we're trying beers that we've never had before. We have tried...
You're going to get crocked in these 7%.
We've tried the Kona Brewing Company Castaway, the India Pale Ale. I learned what the I in IPA stands for. We tried the Abita Brewing Andy Gator that I actually thought was very delicious. I thought it was very delicious. We also had the Goose Island Beer Company Matilda, not a very popular choice here in the office. What are you giving the Matilda?
Man, I'd give it a 2.9.
A 2.9 for the Matilda.
I'm a fan of it.
What are you giving it, Rob?
I was going to say a 3.2. 3.2. That's one of those where, like, you go to your buddy's house, and it's like, all I have is Matilda, and you're like, okay, that's the only situation I can find myself drinking.
I might drink a Matilda,
All right, let me finish it so I can get ready for the next one.
I do like their beer, though.
Yeah, Goose Island is a good beer.
Goose Island, good beer.
Someone on the text line asked the question, Hey, Bink, besides adding Ingram, do you see the Chiefs adding a defensive lineman like Akeem Hicks or maybe Sheldon Richardson?
You know what they could? I think once they get the training, actually, once they get through OTAs and minicamp, I think they'll assess kind of where they sit. But I think defensive line is one of the areas they need to get deeper. Obviously, Stallworth adds something to them. But as far as on the edge, I don't know. Jitty Van Clowney sits out there.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that I do think they can add some.
Someone asked, have you ever been to Fringe before?
Yes.
You've been to Fringe? Do you like it?
It's a good beer.
Is Fringe part of your thing tomorrow? Mm. Oh, my goodness. We got it. Can we call Fringe? Somebody call the people over at Fringe. Put them on the phone right now. Why are they not a part of Beers for Bank? What are they doing? All right. I've never heard of this new one. I don't know any of these ones that we had.
I'm going to say, here's what we're learning. Carrington doesn't really know beer the way Bink does.
Yeah, I don't know anything about what we're trying. I'm just here to support Bink. We have a New Belgium Fat Tire.
You've never had Fat Tire, Bink?
Well, it's something else, though, because I've had Fat Tire before, but it's called something else.
This is a New Belgium Fat Tire Amber Ale.
See, I haven't had the Amber Ale.
Amber Ale.
I've had Fat Tire, but not the Amber Ale.
I was like, that's stunning if you've never had Fat Tire.
Someone says that we got to use a different cup. My bad. Hold on. Let me get you a new cup, Bank. Hold on.
You know what? Beer Fest, they eat pretzels in between the beers.
I was at a Beer Fest last week. I had a pretzel necklace.
Mine's clean.
I'm sorry I wasn't 100%. I don't know all the beer tasting thing. I didn't have the little communion crackers.
Actually, they make a really good IPA, and you had it in your hand. You were talking about the Voodoo Ranger IPA. They make a really good IPA.
I tried to get more, but they wouldn't sell them. I had to get six of them, and I was like, I don't know if we could.
I've never even seen this Fat Tire Amber.
I don't know if we could do this segment. I don't know if they were going to let us.
What is it? It's Fat Tire Amber what?
Can we do this like once a month where we just try random things with you, Bink?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is enjoying it, but I'm enjoying it a lot.
What's it called? Fat Tire Amber
this
Ale?
This is Fat Tire Amber Ale. It was established in 1991 in Colorado. Let me see if it's got a little thing on. No, it doesn't have anything on the back. Doesn't have anything.
This is 5.2%. What? There's some beer, maybe Fat Tire, where in Texas they have to call it something different. Because it's like a trademark deal.
It's
the same beer, but it's in Texas, it's called something different.
Rob, come over here and get your cup, man. Come over here and get your cup. Bink, someone on the text line wants to know, what's your all-time worst beer story?
The night I drank 32.
30? Who you weighed
peed
box?
My pants and ended up at Beaver Lake, Arkansas.
You peed your pants?
Yeah, in the car on the way down. Ended up Arkansas.
I think we need more information. So you just had 32 beers.
Yeah, it was a
good
drinking
contest. You just had an
accident
on yourself.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I was a mess.
That's all that happened?
In college, yeah. It was a beer drinking contest. I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
But I ended up in a car with friends on the way to Arkansas at a lake.
Someone on the text line said, you guys need to have some shots in between so we can hear how C-Dot really feels about the Jayhawks. I tell you guys all the time how I feel about the Jayhawks. Hold on, let me hand it to you. I don't have any issues with the Kansas Jayhawks. I just don't like Kansas fans. I just don't like them. All right. What is this? New Belgium Fat Tire Amber Ale? All right. You ready? All right. Let's try it.
Now, wait. Before you try it, you might like this one the best. I'm telling you, Andy Gator is going to get a run.
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. See, that's smooth, no bite. That's a really smooth beer.
Nice, crisp finish.
That is a very, very good beer.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, Fat Tire is good.
Let me get another sip. Let me get another sip to be sure.
This Amber Ale just takes it to a new notch.
All right.
I like their IPAs a lot.
Someone wants to know, Bink, who your favorite Chiefs player is. I don't know the answer to this.
My favorite Chiefs player all time, Derek Thomas. Like, that's the one jersey I've bought. I've always bought one jersey, and it was a kid. I bought one Chiefs jersey, and the only jersey I ever bought with the Chiefs was Derek Thomas. It's like the real one. We buy the real one with the sewn on numbers and everything. Derek Thomas was the one that I kind of retired buying Chiefs jerseys once Derek left us.
Okay.
That's my all-time favorite Chief.
All right.
Did we rate the last one, the Matilda? Oh, we did.
I'm not even going to waste my time or your time. Why would we do that? Have you seen the movie Matilda before?
Me? Yeah, I've seen Matilda.
Well,
we're the same age,
you
basically.
Think Bink has seen Matilda?
This is 5.2%, so it's a little bit less percent.
Now, this is going to sound really odd. I actually like the Andy Gator more.
Really?
But I think the Fat Tire is a better beer.
Because I think you can sit there and drink. You can drink multiple of these.
Oh, I agree.
Like, you can drink multiple of those, but you can drink more of
those. If I was going to have multiple, I would much rather have multiple Amber Ales than
95 degrees, you just came inside, you probably cracked it.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, that's a good description of it. All right, we have two more left. I don't know how to pronounce this word.
We didn't rate this one yet.
How do you pronounce this one?
Lagunitas.
Okay,
That
one tripped me
up. Are we going to rate the last IPA? One?
Yeah, we got to rate the last one, the Amber Ale.
I'm giving that an 8.5. I thought it was really good.
Mm. I'll say 7.8. I enjoyed it.
I'll go 8.1. I really, really think it's smooth beer.
Okay.
I'm not a huge amber guy, so that's probably why I have it a little low.
I do like it, so I'm going there.
Someone on the text line wants to know if you like egg rolls or crab rangoon more.
Crab rangoon.
Okay.
Hey, try the crab rangoon pizza. Old Shiny Pizza makes it. By the way, first time I ever had it, I was on a beer tour in Des Moines, Iowa. It's where we went to a bunch of breweries. Fesco's happened to be on this one, too. We just went up there like Nevins. We just went up there. We split up. We went to different breweries. And we met at this place called Fong's that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
It was called Fong's?
Fong's.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I've been to Fong's. Good pizza.
I've been to a place called Fong's, but this was called Fong's.
Fong.
It was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and they had crab rangoon pizza. And it was absolutely delicious. And then Old Shiny Pizza started making it. I'm telling you, get some crab rangoon pizza. And they brought it up here not too long ago when I had all that pizza from Draft Night.
I don't know about you guys. I just like normal pizza. That's all
I want.
You're
not drinking normal beer.
But I'm saying is if I get pizza, you know what I want? Sausage, pepperoni. That's it, man. Bacon. I don't need you to put taco sauce and seasoning. If I wanted tacos, I just would have went to go get tacos. That's how I feel about that kind of. All right, say this word again. I don't know what this is.
Lagunitas.
All right, it says Maximus Colossal IPA. This is a 9.0 alcohol by volume.
Think, which ones were you picking at Costantino's?
Bro, I don't know.
You thought Tank 7 was light work, apparently.
I don't know what was happening here.
Were you talking because of the high alcohol content? Or?
I don't know what would happen here. I don't know. All right, here, give me your cup, and I'll
pour
you some
more of
this. They
have IPA, but I haven't tried their Colossal one.
All right, hold on. Let me give you some more.
What's it called? Lagunitas Colossal IPA, right?
Rob, this needs to be our new Friday in the summer. The Royals aren't competitive bit that we do this year.
What is Rob's problem with this beer?
I don't know. I haven't had it. You haven't had it either. So how can we identify what Rob's problem is?
What's your problem with this beer, Rob? I'm curious what your.
Well, he can't answer right now. Okay. Hold on. He'll answer it when he leaves.
Beer Advocate gave it a score of 89, which is extremely high.
Someone on the text line said we had crab ragoon pizza at Cerner in our cafeteria. Yo, Cerner sounds like the greatest place to work.
Yeah.
Does it not sound like the greatest place in the world to work?
So like, hey, by the way, this is 9% alcohol.
This one will put
more hair on your face.
This will put hair on your face.
More hair on your face.
All right.
It's 9% alcohol. It's very
I feel like
potent.
That's the edited version.
By the way, I like Lagunitas. I don't know why Binks is defending my gear. I like Lagunitas.
I do too, but I've never tried the Colossal.
I've never tried the Colossus.
See, that's the thing. He wanted to try. I told him I've tried most of these brands, but I haven't tried the style.
Their regular IPA might be one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, the Lagunitas IPA, but I've never tried the Colossal IPA, Rob.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
I'm just making fun of you. The fact that you were like, let's do this at 5 o'clock on the drive. Let's get a 9%er up in there.
Bro, I just got what he told me to get. Yeah. I didn't know.
Binks angling to host the drive on Monday. That's what I'm
doing. When I roll, I roll strong. You know?
Yeah. I had no clue. Hold on. I'm trying to read people's text.
I hope you don't like this one a lot. Cause you're
Bink, do you have a favorite drinking game?
Pong. Beer pong.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, decent. I think he was really good at was Ron. Like, Ron had his own table. Like, seriously, we were getting together for the fight one time. I think it was Pacquiao or something like that. And Ron was over watching the fight. And he goes to his car and brings out a pong table. He carried it in his car.
Did I pour you some of this? You got some of this?
He's the best, best beer pong player ever faced was Ron.
All right. Have you already had some of this?
No.
Okay, all right, let's try it. This is
Now, wait, the regular IPA is 6.2%. The Colossus is 9%.
I don't know why you got this.
This is the third higher alcohol than the regular IPA because I haven't tried it.
I mean, well, we're already here now at this
point. It's Friday night. Why not?
If this is the end of my radio career, you know what? It's been fun. I got to go to the Super Bowl. I've been to the World Series. I've interviewed Patrick Mahomes. You know, it's been great. I've had a lot of fun.
That FaceTime with Bink was, he was like, how can I mess up Carrington? 9, 7, 8%.
It's been fantastic.
You had Andy Reid on last week.
Yeah, it was great. Everything's gone well.
Invite you.
Now, that one you're probably not going to like, no, but it's better than that other IPA. This is really, really, really good IPA.
This is I really enjoy this.
This is a lot better than the Kona IPA.
This is a really good IPA.
I'm not an IPA guy. That's what I've learned. I'm not an IPA guy.
No, but this is.
I've just learned.
This is one that makes you forget that you don't like IPA.
I've just learned I'm not an IPA
guy. You
have
this 9% enough of these, you'll be like, you know what? I like IPA. Give me another one, Rob. That's what you'd be saying.
Someone said, who's your beer pong partner if you could pick anyone on the Chiefs or the Royals? Let's eliminate Mahomes because he throws things for a living.
How about Ryan O'Hearn? Because didn't he look like a guy that crushed some beer?
Kelsey just seems like a very fun guy that you'd want on your team in an event like this.
But O'Hearn looks like he just crushed him. Witt would be very serious at it. He'd probably be
the best. For the Royals, so he's used to losing. I don't know if I want someone like that on my team.
You know what? Maybe Mahomes, just because I've seen him crush those beers at the St. Louis Blues game, and he looks like he would be competitive as all hell.
All right.
Can I pick a KU player since it's Kansas City athlete and that's Kansas City's team?
I don't know if they're over 21, so I'm not going to throw them in this mix. You're already about to get us fired today with this 9%. You know what? It's one of those things that I don't think that this is bad. It's just not something I enjoy.
But did you like it better than the IPA? Did you like it better than the other one?
If you're asking me right now, I'd rather have more Matilda than have that.
Really?
I just don't like IPAs. That's what I've learned.
Matilda wasn't IPA. The Kona was. And this is IPA. We only had two IPAs. Do you like this IPA or the other one better?
With the Kona or the...
Yeah, which IPA do you like better?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas. I like the Lagunitas a little bit better than the Kona. I liked it a little bit better.
Rob, this is delicious. Go ahead and rate this bad boy.
Which one did you like more?
I liked this one of the two better. I actually liked the regular Lagunitas IPA more than this.
6.2%.
I think it's a little smoother drinking, but this one is a strong quality IPA. This is getting an 8.4 for me.
Yeah, it's going at least 8.2 for me. It's good beer.
All right. I'm okay. I'm all right. That's not my favorite one. All right, we have one more left in this segment. Some of you are probably happy the segment's ending. We have the...
Actually, they like it.
This is Avery Brewing Company. This is the White Rascal. Hold on, I'm looking at this here. I don't...
Have you seen the
packaging?
Fat Tires, Fort Collins.
Or Fort Collins, yeah. This is our second one.
I'm seeing the packaging. It says authentic, zesty, and mischief. Listen to this. Hold on.
What kind is it?
It is brewed with Rocky Mountain water, malted barley, malted wheat, coriander, Caraco orange peel, hops, and Belgian yeast.
What's it called again?
White Rascal.
Oh, the White Rascal?
The White Rascal.
5.6%.
I can't believe you never had a White Rascal. I've never had a White Rascal.
Never had a White Rascal.
That's what he said.
It's a wit beer, right?
It is a Belgian-style white ale, it says.
White ale.
All right. White Rascal. All right.
It's a German style beer.
Actually, you know what's probably not going to, like, us drinking's probably not going to be why we get fired. It's probably me saying White Rascal. Like, hold on here. I've now taken it too far. All right, here, give me your cup, Bank. All right. So if you are just tuning in, we are trying beers today to celebrate Beers for Bank. Go on 610sports.com. And there are 15 breweries around Kansas City that have agreed to donate a portion of their proceeds to help our guy Binkley out. So I told Bink, you come in here. We are just going to drink beer and randomly talk about things for the 5 o'clock hour and get your review on things. All right. Give me your cup so I can pour you some. Rob's thirsty over there.
I can't rain for this segment because we don't do this on Tuesdays.
All right. This is White Rascal. This is by Avery Brewing Company. This is in Boulder, Colorado. Beautiful place. Boulder, Colorado is the most beautiful place I've ever been.
Really?
Most beautiful place I've ever been. It was the most surprising thing I'd ever seen in my entire life.
How's that campus looking?
Amazing.
Really?
I wondered then, how does Colorado not out-recruit every single team in college football?
I always thought the Air Force Academy at Colorado Springs there because it's nestled right in the mountains.
I've seen that before, too.
Yeah, it's
very
nestled
beautiful.
Right there in the mountains.
Yeah,
so
if you've never been to Boulder, Colorado before. So I don't know if this is like weird for me to tell you guys this. I went through a phase that I was obsessed with watching JonBenet Ramsey documentaries.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of one of those people, like if I get into something, I'll just like do it nonstop until I get over it. I watched like 10 JonBenet Ramsey documentaries in a week. I was convinced that I could solve the crime.
Did you ever solve it?
So I went to Denver, Colorado with the sole purpose of going to JonBenet Ramsey's house. So it's in Boulder. It's like 30 minutes outside there. We get to Denver. We then drive to Boulder, Colorado. And I'm like really looking around these people's houses like I could maybe solve this crime. I really thought that I was going to be the detective that was going to figure out where JonBenet Ramsey is. But unfortunately, that never happened for me. I had to come back to Kansas City and do this.
So you never solved it.
I did not solve it. I actually do think the brother did it, though. I think the brother killed JonBenet Ramsey, and I think the parents covered it up.
I've always thought it was the mom. The mom.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
It just seems so obvious.
The one thing I do know is somebody in that house killed JonBenet Ramsey. I do know that much. It's 100%. It just makes too much sense. They determined that they wrote the note inside the house. The body got found in the house. You're telling me you went through all this planning to kidnap this little girl, and then you didn't even get her out of the house? Doesn't make any sense.
And we'll never find out. The guy's still alive. The mom's not,
she
right?
She died, yeah. She died. So we'll come to me. I can tell you everything you need to know about it. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
All right, so this one, Beer Advocate actually gave it an 83.
I won't tell you anymore.
You're going to like this one, Carrington. I can already tell this is just your type of beer.
It's got a Matilda smell with it, though, because of the German style.
Much lighter than
you
Matilda.
You know what? You got me pegged wrong here after my first sip of the White Rascal.
You've never had the White Rascal, right?
I've actually had White Rascal.
Oh, you've had it before.
It's not my first foray.
I've had the Avery IPA in the Stampede, I believe.
I'm trying to figure out why. I had a bunch of Avery in my fridge one day. It was really good.
I'm not a huge fan of the White Rascal.
Interesting.
I'm not a huge fan. All right, so we had six beers. I'm going to go through. I don't know where we are on the commercial breaks. That's not really my concern right now. That's Rob's concern.
That's Rob's concern.
That's Rob's concern.
That's what's going to get us fired.
If this is the last hour I'm going to do, I'm worried about the commercial breaks. No, I'm not worried about that. All right, so we had Goose Island Beer Company, Matilda. I really like the way that this, I like this one. New Belgium Fat Tire Amber Ale.
You can have all the Matilda you want.
Whoa. All right, White Rascal.
Seriously.
Belgian Style White Ale. Authentic Zesty and Mischief. That sounds majestic. All right. We have Kona Brewing Company, Castaway, the India Pale Ale. I did learn that the I in IPA stands for India. I would have never had guessed that it stood for India. I had no clue until today. I just learned that. The Abita Brewing, the Andy Gator. What is this? Helles Doppelbach. That was actually pretty good. I like that one. And then we had the Lagunitas. Is that how you pronounce it?
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas. The Maximus Colossal IPA, 9% alcohol by volume.
You know what the funny thing to me is, Rob? They used to carry IPAs on frigates, right? It's like the oldest form of beer. But the one thing about it is, like, if you see the new beer, the freshest you're supposed to have, it's within 7 days it's being tapped. Like, it is something you have to drink, like, really quick. So I always kind of wondered, if you're putting them on boats across the Atlantic, how bad is this beer tasting by the end?
Well, actually, it would cross the Pacific, right? Because it would come from India. It would come the other way.
No,
right?
I mean the British, but the British had a time of it. Yeah.
But they would hop it. That's why they had all those extra hops.
Guys are arguing geography right now. Yeah. Wish I could help you.
The British had it, though.
Wish I could help. It's kind of hot in here now all of a sudden. It got kind of hot in the last
We're about to
minutes.
Argue about commercial breaks here in a second.
Yeah. All right. So we've now tried all three of these. We're doing this for Beers for Bank. There's 15 breweries around the city that have agreed to help our guy out. All right, let's give our bronze medal out. Who's getting Bink's bronze medal in the beers that we just tried? Who gets the beer's bronze?
Colossus IPA.
Okay, the Colossus IPA.
That'd be my vote for bronze.
All right, where are you at?
I'm going to give the White Rascal my bronze.
I'm going to give it to the Kona Brewing Company. I'm giving the castaway my bronze medal. Someone asked Binkley, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yes.
Do you think has he died?
No.
We're not breaking right now, Rob. We're just going to let it go until the end of the show.
We're not letting it go until the end of the show.
That's the plan right now. That's the plan. All right, hold on. Have you given your
yeah,
bronze?
The White Rascal.
Okay, I gave my bronze to Kona. All right, what's your silver? Give us your silver.
Andy Gator, probably.
All right, the Andy Gator.
I have the exact same for silver. I have the Andy Gator.
I have the Andy Gator as well for the silver. Are we all going to have the same gold medal?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm giving the Andy Gator. That's my silver medal as well.
My gold medal goes to Amber Ale, Fat Tire.
My gold medal goes to Lagunitas, the IPA.
Wow. I'm giving the same one as Binkley here. I'm giving my my gold medal to the New Belgium Fat Tire, Amber Ale.
So champion.
Champion Dot.
Weighing in at only a pound. Amber Ale.
This was, I mean,
split decision.
I don't know if anyone else enjoyed the segment that we just did, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
I want to do this again sometime.
Well, let's
just,
do it.
It doesn't have to. We can just determine beers with Bink at any time.
We do it every
wait.
Friday night. On
we don't have to wait for
the, it's all local brewers, though. It's all the local brewers.
I don't want to pick any local one because I don't want to, like, you know.
No,
if I wasn't a huge fan, you know.
No,
I wasn't.
No.
The segments are already going to get us in enough trouble. I might as well just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just pick the.
Rather not pick the brewery that's on.
Although I will tell you, each one of these companies has a good other beer. It's just some styles you don't like and some you do. It's the way beers are.
All right. Well, coming up on the other side. We'll talk about something unrelated to, I don't know, if it's, I mean, unrelated to beers, but it'll probably be something related to this. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, the most miserable Mizzou fan in the metro.
My team stinks.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone on the text line said, I guarantee Carrington is still telling his JonBenet Ramsey theory during the break. I actually did not. We just talked about the beers that we just had. If that's a segment that you guys would like to continue, I'm happy to do it again. I don't know if the company will be for it. But
well, you know, everybody's in their own thing. Like Derek Thomas used to be really into the JFK deal. I don't know if you knew that, but he was like.
Oh, everybody is really into one conspiracy like thing of that. You know, mine's just the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Huh?
Do you have one, Rob?
JFK. I went to Dallas. I saw the whole thing. No, JFK is mine. You have one, Bink? What's yours?
That's probably it, too. Dallas Conservatory. Yeah, it's what I've always wondered, too. I've seen a lot of specials on that one.
Yeah, I don't really have a JFK one. It's not really mine.
It'd probably be my first one.
I probably feel that way maybe more about Malcolm X and how he was killed.
Did aliens really land in Roswell, New Mexico?
Bink's probably a R. Bird's real person.
They sure as hell aren't.
So if you guys missed it, we are helping promote Beers for Bink. There's gonna be 15 breweries around the city that have agreed to donate a portion of their beer sales to help our guy Bink. So if you can come out, go on 610sports.com, learn more about it. So we had Binkley in here. We tried six beers that he had never had before. I think it went really well. Bink picked New Belgium Fat Tire Amber Ale as his favorite beer of the day. Rob did not pick it. The text line told me to not pronounce this word anymore because I don't know how. How do you pronounce it?
Lagunitas?
Lagunitas. Yeah, that one. Someone said, C-Dot, are you taking the Chargers again this year? I've taken a lot of grief about picking the Chargers last year, and I don't know if it's fair. I don't know if it's fair that I take so much grief about picking the Chargers. This is why. I understand if I got to be the one to wear the arrows. You were here, Bank, and Rob, you were here too. After the Titans game, I was not the only one that was like, I don't know about this team, man. You remember, they got smoked by the Titans. It's not like I picked the Chargers in the beginning of the season. I saw like 2 months of the Chiefs and then was like, I don't know about this. Now, I will take credit for them turning it around. I don't know if they turn it around without me. I think I might be the second most important person to do with the turnaround other than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, they stood a good chance to win the AFC West if it wasn't for their coach going for two all the time.
I'd really put,
they came back to bite him in the ass.
I'd really
he did
put,
against the Raiders. Like that's an example of a coach screwing a team over.
I'm trying to give myself credit here, Binky. You're trying to give real football opinions here.
No, I'm just saying that is an example of a coach screwing things over.
I was actually wondering this.
Like
and
a coach lost those games.
I'm starting to wonder this for myself. For as much as we talk about analytics, are we sure that it works?
Well, it does usually, but not with Brandon Staley.
I know, but let's say a team really did 100% analytics the way that football writers might. Are we sure that it works?
The only guy I've ever seen it to go where he's 100% on analytics was down in Pulaski, Arkansas, that high school coach.
I've seen about
he won
before.
Like five. He wrote a book. He's coaching lower level college football now, but he never punted. He never kicked. Always went for two. Racked up like five state titles at a big class in Arkansas, but that's the only person that was 100% on analytics.
He also did onside kicks every kick.
Every kick.
Why concede the yardage?
Yeah, I watched, I think there's like some YouTube documentary about them. I watched it. And I did learn about that team, but I'm not really sure if analytics works in the way that we think it's supposed to work. I understand the concept behind it, but we don't really have a lot of examples of being super aggressive on fourth down that it ends up being the net positive over.
No, he won nine state titles there. Kevin Kelly, nine. But he's at the Presbyterian now. They're a FCS team.
Bink, why don't you coach football? I think you'd be a great coach.
If I had to do all over again, probably would. He's not having as much success in college.
If I could start over.
2-9 in college.
I would pick to be a PR person.
Really?
I think these companies are stupid for the most part.
Would it be a company or a sports team?
I just think they just need just general common sense PR.
Common sense would go a long way.
Like you could make like a lot of money just having just basic common sense if you're in PR. And I'd look at these companies and I think they're really bad at it. I wouldn't get into radio. I would just be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be the PR director for fill in the blank company.
Sports teams.
I'll be the PR director for Netflix and just like, hey, this... Stop telling people that you're going to mess with the password stuff. Just do it one day and don't announce that you're going to do it. Just do it. But don't just keep telling people, hey, we know you're stealing it. Like, that's not good PR.
I think you should do PR for Lagunitas.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
I know. That would make it fun.
I honestly don't even know how to pronounce it.
You just spell it on social
media. Lagunitas. I don't know how to pronounce it. I would be the worst PR
person.
You
get it for that kind of cash.
Maybe could. I'll be a PR person for this Goose Island Beer Company.
Yeah.
And Matilda, Belgian-style pale ale.
Have Parkin send you some of that.
Do we have an American-style pale ale? We do?
New England-style IPA.
Oh, that's like Sam Adams?
Well, just different companies make New England-style. Okay. Local breweries, you can find a lot of New England-style IPAs.
I didn't know. I learned something today.
Yeah.
All right. We should do this again. I don't know if this is something we can do every Friday. I don't know if they're going to let us do this every Friday, but we could. I'll find a nice June date for us to do this.
You sound like you'd have a lot of fun going to a brewery and having a flight of beer where you can sit there and sample like six of them, seven of them.
Yeah, why don't we go and just make a video of it?
And just sample all the
beers. You want to come, Rob?
Because they all have beer flights.
Flights are my move tomorrow, but yeah, I'll definitely do a flight.
Yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow. Beers for Bink. Royals up next. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.